Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, boys and girls, it's fun to be a champion. Plenty of famous baseball stars like Roy Weatherly of the Indians and Martin Marion of the Cardinals can tell you what a real kick they get out of delivering top-notch performance on the ball field. Yes, sir. And another thing, it's fun to eat like a champion. To start your day like a winner with a real athlete's training breakfast that helps to set you up right for a busy morning. Wheaties, that's the dish for you. Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. When you eat a big bowl full of those crisp whole wheat flakes with milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice, you're enjoying the very same kind of breakfast hundreds of your favorite athletes are eating. Those Wheaties flakes are good, and I mean good. They're fresh and tempting, with an appetizing look about them that invites you to pitch right in and eat. And talk about flavor. Wheaties have it and plenty. They've got that rich, sweet-as-a-nut goodness of toasted whole wheat. They've got that good old champion flavor you can't resist. Now listen, how long is it going to take you to start eating Wheaties? I hate to think of your missing out on a breakfast of champions or even a single morning. Why don't you make up your mind today to join all the famous sports stars, all the boys and girls, yes, and all the other people who really have some fun at breakfast time. Put in your bid for Wheaties, America's favorite whole wheat flakes, brimming with flavor and good body-building whole wheat nourishment. Yes, the breakfast for you comes in the big orange and blue package with the famous General Mills trademarks. Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
The enemy agent Lazaro is coming out of the palace of the High Yami. And Jack Armstrong and his friends, concealed behind the ruins under cover of the South American night, watch him tensely. With Lazaro is a fierce-looking Yami priest who may be the High Yami himself. Jack, hoping to save the good Yami Sakino, is trying to recover the two rubies which Lazaro has stolen from the blind Inca god of fire. And right now, as Lazaro approaches, Jack, Billy, and Betty crouch behind an ancient stone pillar while Uncle Jim and Whisper await nearby.
Listen. Careful now, Billy. Don't let them see you.
Now, stay right behind this pillar, Jack. But suffering catfish, they're coming right this way. They're bound to see us if they don't turn off.
But we're disguised as Yami ourselves, Billy. If they do see us, we'll just walk away as though nothing had happened.
Anyway, it's too dark for them to see us, Betty. Look, they're going over to that wing of the palace. They won't come near us.
Then Lazaro must be taking the Yami to his room, Jack.
Yeah, that's my guess. And if that is the High Yami with him, well, you know what that means.
It means that Lazaro is going to give him the two rubies, Jack. And then we'll never get them. And we won't be able to save Sakino.
We'll get them one way or another, Betty. And we'll get them before daybreak, too.
We better get them before daybreak, Jack. If we don't, it'll be too late to save Sakino.
Here come two Yami priests.
Where, Betty? That's only Uncle Jim and Whisper.
Oh, I keep forgetting that we're all disguised as Yami priests. What are we going to do now, Uncle Jim?
We're going to follow Lazaro, Betty. I think he's taking that Yami to his room.
I dare say we shall get a glimpse of the two rubies before very long.
That is the High Yami with Lazaro, isn't it, Whisper?
I fancy so, Betty. Fierce and evil creature, what?
Look, Jack. Lazaro's going into one of the rooms at the edge of the palace.
We'd better get over there now, Uncle Jim. If Lazaro's going to give those rubies to the High Yami, we've got to know it.
We certainly have, Jack. And we'll have to get them away from the High Yami just as soon as possible.
Come on, Billy. Let's get over there and see what's going on.
Okay, Jack. The stars don't look quite as bright as they did a little while ago. Do you suppose it's almost daybreak?
Not quite, Billy. But we haven't got too much time.
Do you think they'll really execute Sakino at daybreak, Whisper?
Can't say from the word, but Sakino thought so when they carried him off to the temple.
Kahara thought so too, Betty.
Oh, but suppose we do get those two rubies. Suppose we manage to put them back in the eyes of the god of fire. How do we know that that'll save Sakino?
Well, Sakino thought it would, Betty. And he ought to know. He knows all about the customs and superstitions of the Yami priests.
The High Yami's afraid of the curse of the god of fire. If the god gets back his ruby eyes, he can see again. At least the Yami thinks so.
No way to say that he can't see again.
Well, if he can see and discovers what the High Yami's been doing with the ancient Inca's treasures, it's just going to be too bad for the High Yami.
Look, Jack. Someone just lit a light in that room over there.
Huh? Lazaro's in the room now, Betty. I can see him. And he's got the high yami with him. Come on, let's hurry.
We've got to be careful when we get there. That window's just open stonework. We don't want Lazaro to see us.
But we can get right next to it from the courtyard, Uncle Jim. Say, look at Lazaro. He's pulling out a loose stone from the wall of the room.
I bet that's where he has the rubies hidden.
I shouldn't wonder, Billy. Careful now. Don't get in the light from the window. Stand to one side so they can't see you if they look out.
My word, the Hayami is a regular rainbow girl.
And look at all the gold chains and bracelets he's wearing, Uncle Jim.
Boy, he's got enough emeralds on him to start a jewelry store.
Still, the old boy isn't happy. He wants those two rubies.
He wants to make sure that no one ever puts them back in the eyes of the god of fire. Watch it, Betty. Don't get too close to the window.
Oh, I'm just fascinated by the Hayami, Uncle Jim. He's got such a tight, cruel mouth.
Yeah, and sharp little pig's eyes.
Look, Billy. Lazaro has the two rubies. He's taking them from that hole in the wall.
Quiet now. You've got to hear what their plans are.
You'll see, almighty Inca, that I did not lie. Here are the two rubies that belong to the fire god. Give them to me, Lazaro.
So sorry. There is a little matter to settle first.
I have agreed to your price, Lazaro. You shall have as much of the Inca's treasure as you can carry away in one airplane.
Ah, yes. That was our agreement. Fortunately, I now have available the magnificent stratoship of Captain Caffield. It will hold much treasure.
That was not my agreement. I referred to one of the airplanes of your countrymen.
So sorry. So very sorry. You did not say so. You said one of my airplanes. And Captain Caffield's ship is now mine.
Boy, Lazaro's going to hold out for a stiff price.
Shh, Billy.
You have gone crazy, Lazaro. You think I will give you half the Inca's treasure for those rubies?
I think perhaps you will. You would not wish to have the blind god look upon you. Perhaps Satino would like to get these rubies.
You fool. Satino is in the temple now. He will never see another sunrise.
Of course. But there are others who would like to give the blind god back his sight. And so sorry. If the blind god sees again, you are ruined.
I waste my time with you. I will call my yami. I will have the rubies and keep all my treasure.
Truly, almighty Inca, you will not enjoy your treasure long. Have you forgotten the many planes I have just outside your ancient city? One word from me.
You will not use them against me. You need my help. Without me, there will be no revolution.
But you forget, almighty Inca. Without the help of my claims, you will never rule South America. You will never be the great Inca that your ancestors were.
I say, Jack, step back with me a minute. All right, Whisper. Let's get back where they can't hear us. What's in your mind?
Lazaro and the high yami aren't getting anywhere with their argument, old boy. And time is growing short.
I'll say it is. What's your idea?
I think I'll go in and take the rubies from the blighter.
But that wouldn't do any good, Whisper. If they know we're in the palace, it'll spoil our chance to squash their plans, and we'll never save Sakino.
Quite so, but hark ye well, Jack. Suppose you hurl a rock through that window and smash the light.
But there's another lamp in the room, Whisper. They have it lit in just a couple of seconds.
Ah, it's amazing what a lot of things can happen in a couple of seconds, Jack. The man with nimble fingers can do almost anything.
Oh, I get you, Whisper. You'll slip in before the other lamp is lit and relieve Lazaro of the rubies.
And Lazaro will think that the Hayami did it. My word, Jack. We'll have them fighting a private war of their own.
Hey, you've got something, Whisper. Well, here's a good stone right under my foot.
Good.
I'll get back close to the window, so I'll be sure to hit the lamp.
Righto. I'll stand by the door and slip into the room the second the light's out.
Wait a minute, Whisper. You better see what's going on in the room first. Uh-oh. Lazaro's putting the rubies in his coat pocket.
So sorry, almighty Inca. In crude American parlance, no sale.
Stand by, Jack. I'll go to the doorway.
You are a fool, Lazaro. I am no small temple priest. My yami can destroy you and all your confederates.
Holy smoke, Jack. What are you going to do? God, Billy, I'm going to throw this stone at that lamp. Just as soon as Lazaro and the high yami are looking at each other. There.
You have heard my terms. Get up. It has exploded.
What happened?
Stand where you are, almighty Inca.
Stand
still. Jack threw a rocket.
Have you another lamp?
Light it.
Whisper got some time.
Whisper's got a plan.
Jim,
he's
going to
try to get the rubies from Lazaro.
That's wonderful, Jack. Do you think he can?
Whisper can't do it, and nobody can. Watch it. Lazaro struck a match.
There.
He's lighting the other one.
Now I shall have it lit in a moment.
Back over there. Yes, whisper.
He's not in there.
I'll bet he's entered and left already, Billy.
Fungal Self apologizes for rude behavior of poor lamp. It has never exploded before.
Make sure the other lamp does not explode, Lazaro. I do not wish to be left in the darkness with you.
Surely, the High Yami is a master of all tricks of the darkness.
We cannot equal your countrymen in acts of treachery, Lazaro. I go now. I must attend the ceremonies in the temple for Sakino. And unless you give me those rubies at the agreed price, you shall...
Wait! The rubies are gone.
I do not like jokes, Lazaro.
So sorry. I am not joking. Perhaps you know where the rubies are.
I do not like that joke, either.
So, may humble self extend congratulations. You have nimble fingers.
Be careful, Lazaro.
May humble self suggest that you return rubies immediately.
Just listen to them, Jack. They're at it hammer and tongs.
Shh, Billy, this is going to be interesting.
I am weary of your jokes, Lazaro. When you decide to sell me the rubies at my price, you will find me in the temple.
So sorry. If you do not return those rubies or pay my price, you will find your temple in ruins.
We shall see.
He's going, Jack. The High Yami is going. But where's Whisper?
Here I am, very glad and old. Two large rubies. Note how they catch the light. Eyes of fire, my boy. Eyes for the god of fire.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get to the temple before it's too late to save Sakino.
Wait a minute, Billy. Look at Lazaro. He's just discovered that stone I threw in the window.
He's picking it up and looking at it, Jack.
Look sharp now. Get behind that pile of old ruins.
Quick. Hurry, Betty. But don't let that light get you.
I'll keep in the shadows, Jack. Is Lazaro coming out?
He'll be out in a second. Look, Jim, why don't we capture him now?
Not yet, Jack. We've got to get him and his gang all at once. Back behind this pile of old stones, quick.
There's the old boy now. He's looking all around.
He'll never see a thing in this darkness.
He's going now. He's following the High Yami. He's going to the temple.
And that's just where we're going, Betty. We're going to keep a date with the Inca god of fire.
Listen to that, Uncle Jim. It's the chant of the Yami priests. They're getting ready for Sakino.
It sounds that way, Jack. But the ceremonies may not turn out quite as they expect. Don't lose those rubies, Whisper. We're going to need them very soon.
Boy, things are soon going to hum in the temple of the god of fire. But say, there's only one way to get to the god of fire, and that way is mysterious and dangerous. There are tense and thrilling moments ahead for Jack Armstrong. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Lost Inca City with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, I wish you could see all the thousands and thousands of cases of Wheaties we've been sending to Army, Navy, and Marine bases all over the country. They'd give you an idea how much a lot of our soldiers and sailors and Marines seem to like Wheaties for breakfast. Yes, sir. When you want to start the day like a champion, what you want is milk and fruit and Wheaties. Breakfast of champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. We have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just bye.